He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arrowhead Update. Tom Mahaly and Ben Grubbs did not practice today. Andy Reid said that Ben Grubbs did undergo an MRI, but no new news to report. So it's actually starting to look like it's going to be that same offensive line from last game.
Yeah, he said that earlier in the week that if Grubbs wasn't able to go, Jeff Allen's going to be their left guard. Ja Reed was in there, right tackle against the Detroit Lions. Group did pretty well. Shakandrick West had some success on the ground. The offensive line was able to protect Alex Smith, had a pretty good game throwing the ball. So if Grubbs isn't able to practice the rest of the week, that's a pretty good indication he's not going to be able to play on Sunday.
Some big news we found out this morning. ESPN released their midseason awards. Eric Berry was named the midseason comeback player of the year.
I don't think there's anybody who's going to be terribly surprised about that. I know Carson Palmer down with the Arizona Cardinals has got a pretty good case too for all the success they're having coming off his ACL injury. But when you look at everything that Eric Berry had to overcome, how quickly he overcame it, and the fact that he's out there fourth on the team in tackles, he's making plays, just a tremendous story that continues to be written.
And it's awesome to see him work his way back into that starting role and really perform well at it. Right now, the Chiefs, of course, are focusing on the Broncos this Sunday, and that's one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah, but they're going to be out without a couple of their star guys. And cornerback Aqib Talib's got the one-game suspension for the eye-poking incident they had in their last game. And then DeMarcus Ware re-aggravated that back injury, most likely not going to play in this game. And that's huge. I mean, DeMarcus Ware leads them with 6.5 sacks. I know they got Von Miller on their side. He's pretty good, too. But you take him, and you can roll your coverage or your protection to one side instead of having two guys come off the edge. That's a good thing for the Chiefs. And then, obviously, Aqib Talib leads them with 3 interceptions. So that defense has really been carrying the team this season, as the offense hasn't been the same Broncos offense that we've come to know and expect. But you take those two guys off, that's a completely different defense. That being said, Bradley Roby is going to step in and play for Aqib Talib. He's a first-round pick, made a lot of plays. We saw him make the big play in the Chiefs' first game, picked up that fumble at the end, get the touchdown. So they've got guys that can step in and make plays, but it's certainly not Aqib Talib stepping in there.
So after today, the Chiefs will practice on Thursday and Friday, head to Denver on Saturday, and play that game on Sunday. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.